AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. It's day 31 of the government shutdown, and President Trump is calling on the Senate to scrap the filibuster. The filibuster is a long-standing tactic in the Senate to delay or block votes on legislation by keeping the debate running. Scrapping the filibuster would let Republicans bypass Democrats and reopen the government. Federal food aid is expected to run out on Saturday if the shutdown does not end. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk says airstrikes by the U.S. on boats in the Caribbean and in the Pacific violate international human rights law and are unacceptable. Ravina Shamdasani, a spokeswoman for Turk's office, relayed his message at a regular UN briefing.
Over 60 people have reportedly been killed in a continuing series of attacks carried out by U.S. armed forces against boats in the Caribbean and the Pacific since early September, in circumstances that the UN human rights chief says find no justification in international law.
Military leaders have ordered the National Guard to create quick reaction forces trained in civil unrest.
A set of memos circulated this month directs National Guard units in all 50 states and U.S. territories to train a contingent of soldiers to deal with civil disturbances and riots, and to have them ready to deploy with just hours' notice. The specialized course includes the proper use of batons, body shields, stun guns, and pepper spray. The memos specify various numbers for each state's force, often 500 each. In all, they total more than 23,000 troops. In August, President Trump signed an executive order directing the Pentagon to create quick reaction forces that will be available for rapid nationwide deployment, all part of his vision of a muscular role for the military in his crackdown on illegal immigration and crime in U.S. cities. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. King Charles III is banishing Andrew to protect the House of Windsor's foundations.
King Charles III has stripped his brother Andrew of his princely title and home amid mounting pressure to address his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The decision aims to protect the monarchy from public disapproval. Andrew, now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, will move from the Royal Lodge to a more remote home on the King's Sandringham estate. Meanwhile, the family of Virginia Robert Jeffrey has praised the British King's decisions, declaring victory on behalf of Andrew's accuser, who died by suicide in April at the age of 41. Julian Payne, a former communications secretary to the King and Queen, says as the scandal around Andrew grew and grew, the royal family had decided that a tipping point had been reached. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Prominent Democrats are warning President Trump may be testing strategies ahead of Tuesday's elections that his administration could use to interfere with the 2026 elections and beyond. Last week, the Justice Department announced it's sending election monitors to observe voting in one county in New Jersey and five in California. Trump has become deeply invested in New Jersey's governor's race, while California Governor Gavin Newsom is pushing a ballot measure to counter the president's effort to reset congressional maps to favor Republicans. Trump followed the DOJ announcement with an attack on the legitimacy of California's elections, calling them totally dishonest. Donors contributed tens of millions of dollars to the Black Lives Matter movement during the 2020 racial justice protests. Now, multiple people familiar with the matter tell AP the Justice Department is investigating whether the movement's leaders defrauded those donors. In recent years, they have faced criticism about their public accounting of donations. And in recent weeks, federal law enforcement officials have issued subpoenas and warrants as part of the investigation. But it also comes at a time when civil rights groups have raised concerns about the Trump administration targeting left-leaning groups. Ben Thomas, Washington.
As Trump touts his trade deal with China, four Republican senators joined Senate Democrats in passing a resolution that would undo many of President Donald Trump's tariffs around the globe.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 47. The joint resolution is passed.
The resolution, however, is unlikely to become law. Even if it did pass in the House, Trump would most likely veto it. While the Senate vote is largely symbolic, it is also the latest note of displeasure over Trump's trade tactics, exposing fault lines in the Republican Party as high prices weigh heavily for their constituents. The Justice Department has stripped references to the 2021 attack on Capitol Hill from sentencing documents filed by prosecutors for a man arrested with guns and ammunition near former President Barack Obama's home in 2023. The two prosecutors were then locked out of their government devices and put on leave shortly after they filed a sentencing memorandum describing the crowd who attacked the Capitol as a mob of rioters. The Justice Department then replaced that court filing with an updated version that stripped references to the January 6th riot and deleted a reference to a Trump social media post Trump claimed was Obama's address, posted on the same day the defendant was arrested in Obama's neighborhood. Since Trump pardoned scores of individuals involved in the January 6th attack, Trump's administration has fired or demoted numerous attorneys involved in that investigation. The Trump administration is now officially restricting the number of refugees it admits annually into the United States to 7,500 people. And they will mostly be white South Africans. That's a dramatic drop after the United States previously allowed 125,000 people fleeing war and persecution from around the world in a program that received bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. The notice, now published in the National Registry, says that the new cap of 7,500 for the 2026 fiscal year was justified by humanitarian concerns or is otherwise in the national interest. In February, Trump announced stepped-up efforts to allow in white South Africans, saying that they face discrimination and violence, something that the South African government denies. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump appears to suggest the U.S. will resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades. A global ban on nuclear tests is in place. President Trump says if there were tests, it would be on an equal basis with Russia and China.
They seem to all be nuclear testing. We have more nuclear weapons than anybody. We don't do testing. We've halted it many years ago.
The Kremlin warned if any country resumes nuclear testing, Russia would follow suit.
I'd like to see a denuclearization because we have so many and Russia has so many. Russia's second and China's third, and China will catch up within 4 or 5 years. I think de-escalation would be a tremendous thing.
There was no indication the U.S. would start detonating warheads. The last detonation was in 1992. President Trump says he is cutting tariffs on China.
Overall, I guess on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being the best, I would say the meeting was a 12.
The president met face-to-face with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
I've agreed, as you know, I put a 20% tariff on China because of the fentanyl coming in, which is it's a big tariff. And based on his statements today, I reduced it by 10%, so it's 10% instead of 20%, effective immediately. I believe he's going to work very hard to stop the death.
Beijing also agreed to allow the export of rare earth elements and start buying American soybeans.
I think it was a very friendly meeting. It was a good meeting for two very large, powerful countries. And that's the way we should get along.
Xi Jinping says it's normal for the two leading economies of the world to have frictions now and then. I'm Ed Donahue.
As communities across the Northern Caribbean are dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa, volunteers at a warehouse in Coconut Creek, Florida, are working to assemble emergency care kits loaded with food, water, and hygiene products for hard-hit Jamaica.
The areas that my family is from were severely damaged.
Susan James Casserly with Food for the Poor.
It's changed the whole landscape.
James Casserly is originally from Jamaica and plans to join relief efforts on the ground there. The storm has left many without homes, power, or communication, and tied records for Atlantic hurricanes making landfall when it hit Jamaica. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks fell on Wall Street Thursday, pulling back from their record heights. The S&P 500 fell 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 1.6%. Wall Street weighed mixed developments on the U.S.-China trade war and profits for big tech companies. The U.S. is trimming tariffs on China following a meeting between leaders of both nations, but major tensions remain. Tech stocks were the biggest drag on the broader market. Facebook parent Meta Platforms and Microsoft fell. Google's parent Alphabet rose following its latest profit report. Damian Troisi, New York.
Mortgage rates keep falling. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.17%. That's the lowest level in more than a year and the fourth straight weekly drop. Mortgage rates eased ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision to cut its main interest rate this week. That followed a Fed rate cut in September. The central bank doesn't set mortgage rates, but its actions are one of the factors that influence her trajectory. I'm Alex Vega.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Lamar Jackson threw four touchdown passes in his return from a three-game absence with a hamstring injury, and the 3-5 Ravens beat the Dolphins 28-6 on Thursday Night Football.
We locked in, you know, we knowing this do or die. Got to go out there and play football.
College football, LSU athletic director Scott Woodward has resigned 4 days after the firing of coach Brian Kelly. NBA, Victor Wembanyama had 27 points and 18 rebounds to lead the Spurs to their first ever 5-0 start with a 107-101 win over the Heat. The defending champion Thunder improved to 6-0. Mark Walter is the majority owner of the Los Angeles Lakers after the NBA Board of Governors approved his purchase of a controlling stake from the Buss family. The Lakers and the league confirmed the next step Thursday in a transaction that is expected to close shortly. The sale of the NBA's most valuable franchise was originally announced in June. Jeannie Buss will remain the Lakers' governor under the deal for at least the next 5 years. LA is 3-2 this season despite injuries to stars LeBron James and Luka Doncic. MLB, the Nationals, are finalizing a deal to hire 33-year-old Blake Butera as manager, and NHL, the Avalanche, signed Martin Neches to an 8-year, $92 million extension. The city of Pasadena, California, and the Rose Bowl Operating Company have sued UCLA for allegedly trying to move its college football games to SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. According to the Los Angeles Times, the suit accuses UCLA of profoundly betraying its trust. By attempting to relocate its home games from the facility the Bruins have called home for 43 years to the home of the NFL's Los Angeles Rams and Los Angeles Chargers, which is closer to campus. UCLA's current lease runs through 2044. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
In over 2 years, Israel has erected nearly 1,000 barriers in cities and towns in the occupied West Bank. By putting up the 916 new barriers since October 2023, Israel has stifled movement for Palestinians even more and hindered their daily lives. While Israel's military has long imposed movement and access, residents have remarked at how the number of new barriers is unprecedented. Among the new barriers are metal gates stationed at many village and town entrances and between cities, blocking access in and out. Sometimes the Israeli military is stationed at them. Taxi driver Mohammed Shalatwe told the AP almost all the villages get checkpoints. He added, all this limiting by the occupation is meant to destabilize the people's sense of security. Palestinians say the gates have erratic opening hours, with some staying shut for days. Some people sleep at friends' or relatives' homes or go around the gates on foot. The European Central Bank has left its key interest rate unchanged Thursday at 2%. The decision to keep the deposit rate in place comes as inflation remains under control and European businesses weather the impact of higher US tariffs better than previously feared. This is the third time in a row that the European Central Bank has decided to keep the rate at 2%. It has entered a holding pattern after cutting the rate from 4% to snuff out double-digit inflation caused by the rebound from the pandemic and higher energy prices. A positive economic outlook has taken pressure off to enact another cut, but growth still remains modest. Israel's military said on Thursday that Palestinian militants handed over the remains of two dead captives to the Red Cross in Gaza. Militants had previously returned the remains of 15 captives since the start of the ceasefire, with 30 more still to be recovered. The move comes after Israel unleashed intense bombardment of missiles on Gaza this week, killing at least 100 Palestinians. But by early Wednesday, the ceasefire had been restored almost as quickly as it had unraveled. In the Dutch general election, anti-Islam lawmaker Geert Wilders, far-right Party for Freedom, and the centrist D66 party were tied with nearly all votes counted on Thursday. The near-total count showed each party winning 26 seats in Wednesday's election in an unprecedented neck-and-neck race to become the biggest party. The nail-biting finish is expected to lead to delays in starting the process of forming a new coalition. No Dutch election has previously ended with two parties tied for the lead. 29-year-old Hague resident Thijs Heemskerk hopes the centrists come out on top.
We have different opinions. There's like far right and there's far left. And I think with the Democrats 66 winning, I think you have a sort of center party being the biggest, and I think that's good for the country.
National broadcaster NOS said that votes from a small number of municipalities were yet to be tallied. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.